Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Francesca, what's going on today?
I just bought this amazing house. We live in this rural area right off the main road. It's perfect, except my neighbors have these golden retrievers, but it's not like one or two. It's like they're breeding a ton of golden retrievers over there, and they are barking constantly, day, night. It never stops.
Are we talking about some sort of puppy mill thing? I mean, this is something that you can usually call the authorities on.
I really do think that there's something shady going on over there. It feels off to me, and I think we should call the cops. There are a lot of dogs. That's like a bunch of puppies, a bunch of dogs. I know it's a little country back there, but like it's not that country.
Why don't you just go talk to them and see what's going on over there and why they're making so much noise?
Well, we already tried that once, and it definitely did not work. They're like, oh, you know, we have dogs. Like, what are we supposed to do? They bark. It felt like they're rushing us off their property a little bit. It was just weird.
All right, hold on. Let's call your husband, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Mike?
Yes?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven at Star 99.9. How are you?
Pretty good. What's happening?
Hey, man, want to let you know that we got a phone call from your wife. Told us about the new house. Congratulations. But also about the loud dogs next door. What's going on here?
I'm sorry, my wife called you about the neighbors?
Yeah, the dogs, man, the dogs. Whoop, whoop, whoop. They're loud dogs, wife told us about it. What are you guys doing about it?
Yeah, man, it sounds like you're right outside the house. We're not doing anything about it because I'm not sure what you're wanting me to do.
Well, what she wants to do is call the police.
No. Yeah, I don't think that's a good way. That's going to just antagonize our neighbors. I mean, he's going to know it's us because we've already gone and talked to him and asked him nicely to keep a handle on the noise level, so...
But if it's not working, I mean, you have to live there. What is it you're going to do about it? Are you just going to accept this as fact and just be like, well, I talked to him and they didn't do anything about it, so that's it?
Well, I think we should go talk to him again, honestly, because I think maybe he just is kind of treating it trivially because he's been living that way for so long, and now we just need to go and express to him how much it's like disturbing our sleep.
Yeah, it's really disturbing. I feel like it must be violating some sort of noise ordinance, and now I realize why they probably sold their house. They're living next to
Honey,
a puppy mill.
You can't make up stories just to get your way, like by saying it's a puppy mill. The guy's
I really don't think that they're just breeding dogs. It's too many dogs.
Well, let's talk about the condition. If you've seen anything like neglect, them not being fed, you hear an animal in distress, or if they're just out there in general all day long in the sun or cold, that's illegal.
This is what I'm saying. You should just call the cops. This is not just about me, you know, wanting to get sleep. If this is a puppy mill, we need to do something about it.
Well, guys, what we can do is we can ask our audience what they think. And they may think that, Francesca, just chill out. They've got dogs that park. Like, you can't just call the cops and say your neighbors are running a puppy mill because they happen to have a bunch of dogs that are louder than you'd like. But they may see your side, too. If you've got a bad feeling that something's going on there that it shouldn't, you've approached them and you try to settle it that way, and you've done nothing wrong by giving the call to the police and letting them handle it. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Great.
Let's get it on. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
It's a tough one when you're dealing with neighbors. So
right.
They just moved to a new neighborhood, Francesca and Mike. And the issue is that the neighbors have really loud dogs. They've went over there to talk to them about it.
Right.
And they said, listen, they're our dogs. There's nothing we can do. She's got it in her head now that it's like a puppy mill and they're doing bad things to these puppies. And she wants to call the police and get the police involved in animal control. He says, listen, we can't make a big problem in our neighborhood. We just moved here.
Well, like you said, the dynamics of a neighborhood are very important. And you just move somewhere and you want to live there forever. So you want to get along with people. I will always say this. In every neighborhood, there are people that leave their dogs outside, whether it be just for 15, 20 minutes when they go outside in their own yard. And some of them monitor the noise and the things that their animals are getting into, and other people don't. And, you know, whether or not that's legal, I'm not sure.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Yeah, I'm on the guy's side. You can't just call the police on people just because they have dogs. I think that's kind of wrong.
I think it's rude, to be honest, that she's assuming that it's a puppy mill. Like, I think she sounds a little bit crazy. You could have 3 or 4 just loud dogs and not accuse your neighbor of running a puppy mill.
I mean, you just moved there. You know, the guy, you know, used to, you know, probably living like that. So I think it's kind of wrong.
I tend to agree. I think it's a big jump to say, okay, there's a puppy mill going on. Dogs make noise. That's what they do. They're going to bark. They're going to do all that type of stuff. A lot of people will go out there and try and quiet their dogs if they're doing it all day and night. But if she hasn't seen anything that's like, oh, these dogs are in trouble, it's a big jump.
Right. Should she call the police? That's the question here, and kind of start problems. Or, you know, she already did approach them and they really haven't done anything to stop it. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Mike and Francesca just bought a new house, except they got a problem with the neighbor. They got a bunch of dogs that are constantly barking. They have gone over and tried to talk to them about it, and the neighbors are like, they're dogs, they're loud. Now Francesca thinks it's some kind of puppy mill, and she wants to call the authorities to report them.
Here's the thing. She hasn't seen any evidence of that. I'm a dog owner, so of course I can relate to the fact that dogs make noise. It's going to happen, and there are all sorts of different owners. Some that will go outside and quiet down their dogs, others that will let them go nuts all day long. I'm not sure that that's illegal, though.
Honda of Westport, Couples Court. Mike doesn't want to get involved, says, we just moved here. Let's just be quiet until we get to know the neighbors better. 1-800-330-9999. It's Star 99.9. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side today. I just don't think cops are going to be the best way to handle this situation. I suggest that they get to know their neighbors a little bit better. Maybe there are other neighbors in the area that are also disturbed by the sound the dogs are making. Now, what those neighbors think of the problem and what they've tried to do about it, or invite the dog owners over for dinner one night. Get to know them better. Find out a little bit more about what's going on. Maybe they're dog breeders.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on the wife's side. There's nothing worse than a neighbor who is not courteous to the rest of the neighbors. This actually happened in my neighborhood where this guy had four dogs that were constantly barking. And if you go to the town, because they usually have ordinances, you call the cops. And eventually, this guy's four dogs were taken away.
I mean, if the dogs aren't in distress, I wouldn't feel right about that at all.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. The dog continuously to bark. You first try to be nice and talk to him like, you know, grown adults. If it still doesn't get handled, like, you know, picture you guys getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Do you want to listen to a dog barking at 10 o'clock?
No, but I also think that she's taking it too far. I think it's one thing just to file a complaint. I think it's another thing to make accusations against them.
Correct.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Francesca, our audience agreed with you. If your gut is telling you that something's going on there that shouldn't, and you're worried about those puppies, or let's be honest, you're just sick of hearing all the noise, then there's nothing wrong with calling the authorities. You tried to go the right way and talk to them first. That didn't work, and now you're taking it a step further.
Yes, thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Dogs being outside and barking normally, I mean, obviously that's the way that they communicate and the things that they're doing. If they have multiple dogs, I mean, you're going to hear dogs barking. So as long as you're not being a tyrant about it, I mean, if indeed you're dealing with dogs barking day and night, all day long, all the time, and there's nobody out there doing anything about it next door, that's illegal. They can't leave animals out, even in a fenced-in yard, out all day long unattended. So it's perfectly all right for you to have them do some sort of check on that property.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see how this goes.
Well, I mean, your other plan is going nowhere already. So what do you have to lose, really? I mean, all you're doing is listening to dogs barking all day.
Right. Well, guys, thank you for joining us this morning. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com.
If you miss any of our Couples Courts this week, you can always catch up on our podcast page. Just search Anna and Raven at star999.com.
And don't forget, you could also subscribe to our iTunes channel. Again, just search for Anna and Raven.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.